candle that we do not do. We do not have a seven-branched candelabra lit in the synagogue. We don't light all seven lights, for instance. Because in the temple they had seven, so we don't have seven. Six, eight, whatever. But we don't have a seven-branch candelabra lit. However, we have things that we do exactly as in the temple. The center bima in a synagogue is a remembrance of the altar, which was in the center of the courtyard. We have the fact that we take the lulav and esrog 7 days, 6 days. We don't take it on Shabbos, but we take it all 6 days is a remembrance of the temple, because in the temple they took it. The Hoshinus that we have, Hoshina Rabbah, is a remembrance to the temple service. There are many things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted as a remembrance to the temple service, thereby, in the genius of it, keeping the temple alive. The temple is alive 1900 years after it's destroyed, because he made, as part and parcel of Jewish life, customs, rituals, behavior patterns, thought patterns that were centered upon the Beis Hamikdash that now was destroyed. Because there are two prohibitions. There's one prohibition of Saturday because of the fact that the instrument may require repair. And then there's a prohibition generally because we do not exhibit joy once our temple is destroyed. So that would be Tuesday, you couldn't have an organ. No, because in the temple, none of the laws of the rabbis applied. In the temple, only the laws of the Torah applied. The rabbi said, maybe it'll break, therefore don't do it. In the Beis HaMikdash, none of those laws applied. Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. But outside of the temple, they did apply. Now, yes?
The artifacts from the first Mikdash,
They were taken away by the Babylonians, and some of them were swallowed into the ground under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But they never were brought back.
So all the artifacts by Titus then,
yeah,
were
from the Second Temple. Most of them were from the time of Herod. When Herod redid the temple, he redid all the art. You know, it's like your wife redecorating the house, right? So the old couch is also out the window. So when he built it, so he bought it, he did everything over. And so therefore, most of it was, relatively speaking, new and valuable. The Romans took them. And the Romans were aware of them because the temple was one of the tourist attractions in the world. People came from all over the world to see Herod's temple. And therefore, that was all part of the booty, part of the triumph. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to institute within the heart and soul of the Jewish people the belief in the temple, and he also was able to institute the idea that Mocher Yibone HaMikdash, the temple will be rebuilt again, the Jewish nation will rise again. He was able, in the midst of the despair and the destruction, to rekindle the lamp of hope within Israel, and which undoubtedly is the major accomplishment historically that could be imagined. And he did so through
restoring the Avne and restoring the Torah to its eminence, preeminence, and he said we can have the Jewish life, the eternal Jewish life, and we can survive even without the state, even without the temple, even without the army, without everything is destroyed, but Jewish people are not destroyed. That strength is what made the Jewish people.